Hey, a couple days after New Year's. Got my New Year's resolutions in order. Nice crisp snow. It's like styrofoam because it hasn't snowed in a while and it's got frozy. I don't even know if that's a word.
Hey, Peter!
Hey, it's my old friend Skippy. Skippy, Happy New Year!
Why, Peter, that's the most cheerful greeting I've gotten all year so far.
Well, I mean it, Skippy. You're a good little pal of mine. Why don't you take a walk with me?
That's the nicest invitation I've got all year, Peter.
Well, I mean it. Come on. It's a little slippery. Watch that icy part. Stay on the styrofoamy kind of stuff there. Crunchy stuff.
That's the most sensitive advice I've had all year, Peter.
Come on, get closer. Come on. I'm walking these Tibetan Spaniels here.
It's the most amazingly sensitive thing you would say to another species that I've heard all year, Peter.
You can kind of stop this first all year thing. I mean, I kind of get the joke.
That's the most astute thing I've heard all year, Peter.
Look at those trees. You know, you can still see a little bit of snow on some of the branches, although most of it's melted.
That's the most global warming, astute, aware thing I've heard scientifically all year, Peter.
The joke's getting a little old, Skippy.
It's the most cynical thing I've heard all year, Peter. That's the shortest response I've heard all year. That's even shorter.
Hey, Skippy, so what'd you get for Christmas?
That's the most interesting question I've heard all year. Peter.
Seriously, what'd you get for Christmas, Skippy?
A bicycle.
That's the most interesting thing I've heard all year, Skippy.
That's the most dumb joke I've heard all year, Peter.
That's the most projective thing I've heard all year, Skippy.
That's the most psychologically passive-aggressive bullshit acknowledgement I've heard all year, Peter.
That's the most convoluted... Wait a minute, I'm falling into your trap with a stupid joke. Stop it.
That's the most evasive thing I've heard all year, Peter.
Shut up.
That's the most rude thing I've heard all year, Peter.
Please, shut up.
That's the most politely rude thing I've heard all year, Peter.
Just shut up, please.
That's the most obvious tag into the title of your show I've heard all year. Peter!
Oh, shut up.
You sound like Reagan this year, Peter.
No, if I sounded like Reagan, I'd be like, oh, shut up.
That wasn't very good, Peter, but anyway, I gotta go home.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. I mean, Happy New Year.
That was the biggest mistake I've heard all year, Peter. Christmas was a couple of weeks ago. Your Tibetan Spaniels are cute, by the way.
That's the most obvious thing I've heard all year.
It's the most copycat thing I've heard all year.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Peter.
What's Skippy?
You're the biggest...
Biggest what, Skippy?
You're the... I gotta go.
What? Oh, Skippy. I think he's the one I heard in the grocery store the other... You know, just before New Year's, like the day before, where he bought some cereal and some... Cracker Jacks and some Hershey's dark chocolate, and he goes, to the guy actually, it was Elizabeth, I think. Yeah, it was Elizabeth. I was behind him, and Skippy goes, "See you next year." And then he laughed for about 60 seconds, you know, full minute of laughing, like he was the first one that whoever thought that up. That's the most obvious greeting I've heard so far this year, Skippy!
I know! But I love you, Peter, because you're such a goon!
I'm a goon. Let's start the theme music. I'm a goon. Come on, you guys. Please!
Up, please, your weekly reminder to keep things quiet once in a while. And maybe this is a good time to go for a walk in that crunching snow. May meet up with an old little pal. Anyway, we got a new song for you, and then we'll probably scream the words that we all love to hear, shut up, please, a few times to just, you know, remind us about those New Year's resolutions that we're trying to keep. Basically, be quieter, happier, more peaceful people. Shut up.
One more Uke song, which was written on this trip, and it's a goofy song. You know, sometimes you'll hear somebody in a movie or something say, "Shut your pie hole." Every time I hear that, I think it is just the most outrageously rude thing to say in so many ways. And I always want someone whose last name is Pie Hole to name their kid Shutcher. Because this kid could never tell anyone his name. I mean, you'd always get kicked out of school the first day. What's your name? Shut your pie hole. Talking to a judge in court or something. You could never tell anybody if your name is Shut Your Pie Hole, you'd be in big trouble. So Kenny and I, we just laughed so much. And we were laughing thinking, wouldn't it be fun if someone had a song called Shut Your Pie Hole and they could make it a popular song that people liked, then people would request it at gigs. And so you'd be sitting on stage and the audience would be going, "Shut your pie hole!" And "Shut your pie hole!" Well, we love that. We thought that'd be hilarious. So I wrote this song.
Santa Monica hotel room, sat around and read all day. And I don't care much how this verse goes, I just want to get to say, "Shut your pie hole, shut your pie hole, shut your pie hole. S-H-U-T-C-H-E-R-P-I-E-H-O-L-E. If I had a cat, I would name it that." So if I get to come to your town, and this is what you want to hear, please don't hesitate to tell me, yell out for it loud and clear, "Shut your pie hole, shut your pie hole." Sing it with me. "Shut your pie hole, shut your pie hole." Now go down low. "Shut your pie hole,
and leave me alone, all of you.